God said his time has changed. When Jesus rose from the dead and entered heaven, everything changed. And we got to catch up with that. The Holy Spirit is the one that helps us through the Word of God to catch up, to walk in his time and what he's planned. And the Old Testament has lost its value. It doesn't mean it's not God. Jesus fulfilled it. And so the time in heaven when he came in and sat in the mercy seat and so on and so forth, everything has changed. And so when you and I got saved, we were changed into his time, into his anointing, his gifts, and so on and so forth. Amen? Hallelujah. Say, I'm changed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed with his grace. I'm blessed with his mercy. I'm blessed with his compassion. I'm blessed with his salvation. I'm blessed with his angels. I'm blessed with his gifts. I'm just a blessed person. You know why we do that? Someone reminded me this morning to get rid of self. See, when you start confessing you're blessed, you're getting rid of self. And you're letting Jesus in your life. Amen? Can you receive that? Every one of us have to get rid of self. I was telling someone this morning, we all got flaws. And so the more word we get in, we get rid of self. And it doesn't become about self, it becomes about Jesus. And the Holy Spirit gets excited and anoints you when you get excited about Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. God wants us to enter the supernatural realm. And so we have to learn that he's the bridge. Many times I give words to people and I talk about a bridge. He's the bridge. In Christ, you see, you've crossed over into the other side if it's working in your life. You've crossed into the supernatural realm. Do you know that? Well, you're really excited about it. I can tell that. How many here are Bronco fans? Will you be getting excited this afternoon? Let's get excited for Jesus. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. Oh, yes. Praise God. Go, Jesus is right. So the word is faith, and every time you cross the bridge or cross over and confess in Christ, you've crossed over into the supernatural realm, and the Holy Spirit's going to help you get that manifested in your life, whatever you're confessing. In Christ, say in Christ. That's where I live. That's where I move. By faith in his promises. I'm alive with his promises. I am dead to the world. See, I have to get rid of self all the time. And the only way to do it is confessing the Word of God. Keep God in your thinking. Keep the Word of God in your thinking. Because what'll happen, you'll get into yourself. It'll all be about self. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Say, faith is the opportunity to trust God, to fulfill his word. Say, Jesus is faithful. He is the word. It's been fulfilled. I'm coming back stronger. I'm coming back with the anointing. I'm coming back with grace. I'm coming back with his life, his name. The power of his spirit rests upon me in Jesus' name. See, we're getting rid of self. We got to make room for God. Sometimes our heads are so full of self, there ain't no room for God. We're going to talk this morning, let the scriptures talk to us. And take us into the supernatural realm. If you will believe that Scripture is supernatural, and it's also faith, and you become a doer of that in Christ, you see, you've entered the supernatural realm. Can you understand that? You and I can move in the supernatural anytime we want to. All we got to do is move in the Word of God. If you believe the Holy Spirit has written the Word of God, anytime you move in the Word of God, it manifests in your life. Amen? You're moving in the supernatural. Does that make sense? Why ain't we doing it? You know, all the stuff that's going on in the world, overseas and here and every place, we need to move in Christ. We need to move in the supernatural. We need to be able to tell people that Jesus loves us and he still heals. And he's got a plan for our lives. Well, if it's not coming out of the church, it's not coming out of the individual in the church, how's people going to find out? If you are witnessing by the healing of Jesus in your life, and your tongue is tamed and committed to God and speaking the things of God, that's how the world's going to find out. That's how people are going to find out. You know, you go to some poor countries, you know, and you start talking about planting seed and becoming a millionaire, they're not interested in that. They want the power of God. They want to see healing. They want to see the gifts of the Spirit. The other stuff will come later. If you was over someplace and someone was starving to death and you brought them $1 million and stuck it on their lap, what good's that going to do them? I'm not into eating paper. Are you? I want food. Today we're going to get spiritual food. Say, today I'm going to get spiritual food. I'm going to walk in the supernatural. I'm going to trust in the Lord and Savior, Jesus. See, a lot of people got Jesus, but he's not Lord. He got to be Lord over our lives. And the only way he can be Lord over your life is getting rid of self by speaking the Word of God. Amen? We're going to turn, if you would, Joe, to Psalms 9:10. 9:10. Oh, blessed Jesus. We're just going to go through. This is all supernatural. This is what already is done. 9:10 says, trust in Jesus, he will never leave you. And so Psalms 9:10 says, and those who know your name will put their trust in you, for you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. So we're getting rid of self. We're going to speak the word of God, and he's going to be with us. If we seek God, we can trust in God, have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and see the supernatural work in our lives. You see that? And those who know your name, say, I know Jesus, will put their trust in you, for your Lord have not forsaken those who seek you. So we're seeking the Lord, we're getting rid of self, we're speaking the word of God, we're in Christ, we're saying the things that have already been accomplished, the promises of Jesus, and that brings you into the supernatural. Do you know that? See, that right there, if you're seeking God, you can walk right in the supernatural. You're in the supernatural, and most people don't even recognize it. I was sitting over there doing praise and worship, and a whole bunch of heat came on me, a presence of the Holy Spirit. And I said, Lord, don't let me miss this. See, I love to have the presence of God on me. There's only two things happening here, the presence of God or the presence of Ellery. I prefer the presence of, of God. My tongue got wound around my eye teeth. I couldn't see what I was saying. Well, praise God. So that's the first thing. Say, I'm going to trust in Jesus, and he'll never leave me. He'll never forsake me. He's alive in my life. I am in Christ. I'm coming out of this strong, anointed, power of God in Jesus' name. Amen? Say what? Name above all names. Well, you see, we all say that, but how come it's not above cancer when we pray and cancer stays there? We're missing something, aren't we? You know why? See, I told people Friday night, there was a bunch of people set free here Friday night. Really, really something. power of God. So I told people Friday night that this and you was created by God. But it has a free will. It wasn't saved. So the whole world, everybody's created by God, and then we make those decisions. And some people become murderers and thieves and so on and so forth. But your fleshly body was created by God. Are you listening? So if you're created by God and you have a free will, you remember Satan? He was created by God. The angels in heaven were created by God that followed Satan. They had a free will and they tried to overthrow God. Well, we were created by God in the flesh and we tried to make decisions based on our flesh and so on and so forth. Now when we get saved, you accept Jesus into your life. Nothing, absolutely, no sickness, no disease, no cancer, no depression, no oppression can dwell in that spirit man. So the spirit man, when you get saved, is going to teach the other part of you that was created by God that has a free will. This is God's will in the spirit realm. And so no disease, sickness, poverty can dwell in that spirit. The devil cannot touch that spirit man. He works through your mind. And so our physical body was created by God. You remember he made Adam, then he took a rib out of Adam, made woman, and so on and so forth. So God created flesh, and then he set it up where it comes through moms and dads who in marriage and have children and so on and so forth. But you're still created by God. God said, let us make man in our likeness and after ourselves and so on and so forth. And he did. And so God wants you to understand this physical body was created by God. And then the spirit man was recreated when you accepted Jesus Christ. And nothing can be in that spirit man. No disease, no world, no sickness. And that's eternity. That's going on to eternity. You're going to have a new body someday, but God wants you to understand if you're saved, the whole thing is created by God. Your physical body and your spirit man was created by God when you accepted Jesus Christ into your life. And so we're always blaming this and blaming that. The trouble is the free will. You see, we make all these bad decisions. It's all about self. If you can learn to trust in the Lord, that he'll never forsake nor leave you. That if you can learn to believe that you can enter Christ and ask for his knowledge and his wisdom in a business deal, in ministry, in a husband, in a wife, it will happen every time. Amen? Say number two. Psalms 12, 6 and 7. Psalms 12, 6 and 7. Praise you, Jesus. 12. 6 says, the words of the Lord are pure words. So you're hearing pure words right now. The Bible, the Word of God, is pure. It can't be touched by the devil. It's pure. It's holy. It's clean. And so when he says things in his Word, by the Spirit, it's pure to you. The trouble is, sometimes the pure Word touches the flesh, and the flesh is dirty, and it rebels against it. So it goes on to say, the words of the Lord are pure words, like silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. That's that perfect number. You and I are going to go through a purity, purified seven times, to get the place where we want to be. Not in the outer court, not in the inner court, but we can enter into the holies of holies, the Shekinah glory. But it takes a purity of the Word of God to change the outside. That's the supernatural realm. That's by faith. That's by the Word of God. Hallelujah. Put your faith in the Word of God. Say, I put my faith in the Word of God. It's pure. It's been purified seven times. There's seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit. I want to grow in that. I got to get rid of self. Help me, Jesus. My God. Purify seven times. Verse 7. You shall keep them, O Lord. You shall preserve them from this generation forever. We all know what preservative is. We know what salt is and so on and so forth that preserves. He preserves us. We are sealed by the Holy Ghost. Say, I'm sealed. The devil can't break the seal. I refuse to let my flesh rebel and try to break the seal. I'm going to walk in the Spirit. I'm going to receive His knowledge. I'm going to receive His wisdom. I'm going to receive His love because He's pure. His Word is pure. Any decision that's made from the pure Word of God will manifest in my life. Well, we got this side over here a little excited. The back pew over here got a little excited. Everybody else is going, huh? Duh. Hallelujah. I got to have my little jingles up here. Praise God. Turn to 2 Peter, if you would, Joe. 2 Peter 1, 1 to 4. We'll come back to Psalms. This is going to back up, see, the pure Word of God. Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Verse 2, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. So he wants to multiply it, right? So the purity of the Word of God, the blessings of God, the promises of God, he wants to multiply it. Say, I'm a son of God by the blood of Jesus. I'm a daughter by the blood of Jesus. I am a king. I am a priest. You ever seen any king that was broke? You ever seen any priest that didn't know how to worship God? Hallelujah. They're looking at me like, that's okay. Verse 3. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life. So you freely have received everything pertaining to life. The pure Word of God. The healing in your mind. The healing in your physical body. Because nothing is in your spirit but just the power of the Holy Spirit in your spirit man. Things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory in virtue. So God wants you to know he wants to multiply. He wants you to understand if you want to cross the bridge in Christ, you'll step into the supernatural by faith. You'll call that purity of the Word of God in your life. It shall manifest and set your mind free, set your finances free, set your children free, set your marriage free, and so on and so forth. Because nothing is more powerful than the purity of the Word of God. Verse 4, by which have been given to us exceedingly great precious promises. Say, it's been given to me. It's free. It comes through Jesus. So the promise of healing is free. The gift of healing is free. Salvation is free. You ain't got to plant a seed at $10 or $100 or $1,000. It's free. That through these you may be partakers of the divine nature. See, I want to say, I want to be a partaker. So I'm going to operate in the promises. I'm going to cross over in Christ. I'm going to call the purity of the Word of God because it's mine. See, I want to partake, I do, of the divine nature. I want to partake of Jesus' nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. I've escaped it if I walk in cross that bridge in Christ by faith, calling the purity of the Word of God, calling the promises, washing myself every day by speaking it in the blood of Jesus Christ, standing in the resurrection power, telling the devil, you can't touch me. There'll be no more con jobs from you, Satan. A lot of people have a lot of thoughts that come from the enemy. I'm no good. I can never do this. I used to do this. I can't get back there. You can't get back by yourself. You can get back by crossing over the bridge being Christ, in Christ. You can get back any place you want to in the promises of God. Because they're free, and he wants to multiply it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Psalms 23, 1 through 6. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. See, when he's shepherding you, he'll fulfill you with all the promises. He won't guide you in the world. He'll guide you in the promises. He'll guide you into his love. Is he shepherding your life? Expect Jesus will shepherd you into what? Green pastures. New beginnings. Think about it. Is he shepherding you? The Lord is my shepherd. So he's got to be your Lord. Jesus has got to be your Lord and your shepherd. The Word of God is how he guides you and how he guides me. And it goes on to say, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. Say, I got new beginnings. Green pastures. They ain't all burnt up. It's not all dirt and mud. It's green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness, right standing with God, for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod, your staff, they comfort me. I'll never leave nor forsake you. I am with you always. My spirit is upon you. My spirit is in you. The anointing is teaching you. Telling you that the devil's defeated. Principalities of powers are defeated. See, we got to tame the tongue, don't we? The tongue is always saying, I can't do it. I don't want to know that. You got to tame the tongue. Hallelujah. You prepare a table, verse 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of the enemies. Oh, Jesus has prepared the anointing. He's prepared the power. He's prepared salvation. He's prepared you to be the temple of the Holy Spirit right in front of devil, right in front of principalities and powers. He's prepared your table, and you win. You win if you eat his food. Hallelujah. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Wouldn't you like to have it running over? You know why we want to run? So we can bless other people. Amen. Amen. Surely goodness, see, not junk, not bad stuff, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And yet some people are still wandering around in junkyards. God don't make junkyards. The devil makes junkyards. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't get too excited. You might hurt yourself. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. See, you cross over that bridge. You get in the Word of God, that's His house. And you'll find great and wonderful rooms and blessings. And anything you can see, you can have. If you go in some room and there's gold coins everywhere, guess what? I said to someone a little short time ago, you're going to get some money. I didn't know how it was coming. And the person got a bunch of money. Now, some people have spoken that over me. You see, and sometimes I'm like Caleb, I got to wait. Other people get it right away. I don't know why that works that way. I said to a lady, I'm coming back and I'll lay hands on your head. And when I do, all that stuff is coming out. And so I went back and laid hands on her. And about 10 minutes later, I asked how she felt. She said, I'm so free. It came out according to my word in Jesus' name. Because He was with me. It's His power. Hallelujah. See, you got to wonder from time to time, say, is He really shepherding you on Monday? Are you complaining when you get out of bed? Are you walking in the green pastures? Do you really believe and have trust and faith as you cross over that bridge in Christ that He's never going to leave and forsake you? When you put your feet on the floor and you get out of bed, He's there. If you didn't put your feet on the floor, He's still there. Ain't that a wonderful feeling, knowing you're sleeping with Jesus? Well, I never thought of that. Well, start thinking about it. If you're a temple of the Holy Spirit, you think the Holy Spirit leaves and goes out and has lunch when you're sleeping? Say, there's no disease in my spirit. No sickness, no disease. No poverty. In my spirit, man, by the power of the Holy Spirit, is going to teach my flesh through the Word of God. And I'm going to listen. And I'm going to be in green pastures. Praise God. Now turn, if you would, to John 1, 16 and 17. John 1, 16 and 17. What does that say? And of His fullness, are you listening? And of His fullness, we have all received. Say, I've received His fullness. And grace for grace. Say, I have favor. In my home, in my marriage, in my business, I have favor. I have grace. Great grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth, that's what he said earlier in the interpretation. My time has changed. Grace has come. You want to get into my time, he said? Renew your mind. Cross that bridge. Speak the word of God. It's pure. See, even our heads will fight the purity of God's word. There's certain things in the Bible we like, and there's certain things we don't want to do. You ever notice that? Us human beings? Now, if God would say, go down to the garage, and you'll find a case of gold coins, boom, down we go. And if God says, come on in the bedroom, you're going to get a spanking. God spanks us because He loves us. God corrects us. And of His fullness we have all received. How plainer can that be? So you've got to cross over, find out what His fullness is, start speaking the purity of the Word of God, and you'll get the fullness of the anointing. You see, I told people Friday, and I told it last Sunday, I think it is, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. Here's the deal. Sometimes your mind don't know what you're being filled with. And so when you're filled with God and it's directional, your mind said, I don't know about that. I got to look up in the Word of God before I do that, Lord.
Is that the devil or is that you?
He gets us to a certain place and he convinces us through the Word of God, the pure Word of God, that you're full. So when the Spirit rises up out of you, out of your belly, you're full and you know that's God. You know why? Your flesh was created by God and your spirit was recreated, you see, so you're all God. And this recreated man, the recreated spirit in your man, is teaching your flesh. Everything sitting here is created by God. The devil would like to get credit for something. He ain't getting credit for nothing from me. I just tell him where God's already dug his place, he's going. He's already judged. And someday we're going to see him like the prophet Isaiah said. And we're going to say, you mean to tell me that's what destroyed nations? That little worm? See, he used to tell me years ago, I'm going to kill you. If you keep speaking that, I'm going to kill you. Well, I'm still here. Because I believe God created this. He gave me a free will. And I accepted Jesus into my life. And I said, Lord, I want to give you my will on the outside. I want to flow in the supernatural. I was telling people here Friday night, I went to Walmart. We all know what Walmart is. I call it the cave. And I reached up on the shelf to get some mouthwash. It was down there. And boy, my hand went bzzz. And I dropped it. And I picked it up and looked at it. And I said, Lord, what is that? And I looked down, and there's what I needed down there. So I went down and got it. And all the time I'm going through Walmart, I'm saying, now, what is that, Lord? I know it's you, but I mean, what are you trying to teach me? So I got to the blueberry thing. And I bent down to get some blueberries, and and then your mind starts saying, maybe I shouldn't get the blueberries, maybe they're poison. You think of all kinds of things. Why am I getting this medical station here in Walmart? Blueberries don't need to get saved or healed. But God takes the strangest things to make his presence shown to you. See, it's called School of the Holy Ghost, on-the-job training. So I come here Friday night, and I'm waiting for zzz, and guess what? Zzz, didn't come. So they're all standing up here, and I'm waiting for zzz. Now it came when I went back and prayed for her, and I came over here and prayed for a lady. It came then. And then I started thinking of Brandon. Brandon had two signs where his hand would go, you know. And one time he said, you know something, you're too slow, God. I'm just going to go out there and pray for people. There was 5,000 people there, and he didn't wait for the thing to happen in his hand and like to kill him. He prayed for 5,000 people. I don't think he got out of bed for 3 days. Telling God he's too slow. Can you imagine that? That sounds like something like Ellery would say. Hallelujah. The last one. Say last one. Go. Psalms 37, 3 through 8. Trust in the Lord. Do good. See, it doesn't mean trust in the Lord and do bad. It doesn't mean trust in the Lord and tell dirty jokes or cuss. Amen? Do good. There's only one good. That's the purity of the Word of God. Okay? Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Say, God is faithful. He's faithful to his word. He's faithful to my prayers as I pray in the name of Jesus. God is faithful. Now, some people's heads are going, well, I prayed 6 months ago and still ain't happened. Maybe you don't believe it. Maybe it's that stinking thinking. Because the minute it don't happen, you start questioning God.
Well, there got to be something wrong. It ain't with me. I mean, I prayed and I fast and I tithe. Where's your hat at?
Verse 4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Delight yourself. Get in the purity of the word of God. Tame your tongue. Let him be your shepherd. Trust in the Lord. He'll multiply it back to us. It's all free, saints. Your flesh is trying to get you to pay a price. It's all free. When it comes, it's spirit. It must be taught by spirit.
Verse 5.
Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass. See, I don't know if we commit our day to the Lord when we get out of bed. Or do we commit it to complaining? Oh, my back. My God, what happened when I was sleeping? My God. God, this winter's coming. It's getting dark again. It's getting cold out. I can't handle a time change. You better learn how to handle it. It's coming. I have a guy who comes by and sprays for bugs every 90 days. So he went down underneath my house the first time. He came out of there, his eyes as big as saucers, man. He said, my God, it's dark down there. And he had this little pin light, and he was chasing those bugs underneath the house. And so he came back again this today, and I saw the advertisement on television. You know, you buy those bulbs, and you stick it on the wall. There's no wiring, and you pull a string, and the bulb comes on. It takes 4 batteries. And so he came in the house. I said, look what I got for you. I said, just one, but I'll get 4 or 5 more. I said, now I want you to stick this up on the beam down there. He came up out of there, and he said, boy, did that change down there. Light dries out darkness. And I said, we'll put some more light and I'll grow a garden. Maybe I can cross over the devil and grow some pot. Now don't get bent out of shape. He came up and he said, it's kind of damp down there. I said, well, it's good for worms. Maybe we'll start feeding the fishermen. That guy, every time he went down there, he'd come out of there, man. I'd be his whole house. Well, it's dark down there. It's dark down there. I said, did you get any bugs? Well, he said, I put a lot of traps around. Was there any bugs in them? And he's got this thing you catch mice with. And it's sticky. I don't know if you ever saw him or not. And when the mouse licks it, his tongue gets stuck to the cardboard. And I said, you find any mouse? And he pulled this thing out of his pocket. He says, I got one. It was in his, Betty said to me after, what did you do with that mouse? I said, it was in his pocket. She went, oh. But light dries out darkness. He was so happy he had one bulb down there. I mean, it's dark underneath that house. So I'm going to light up hell. There'll be no more darkness, Satan. I found a way of getting these bulbs, and I don't have to do no wiring. I stick them on the beam, put 4 batteries in them, and pull the string. I said, make sure you shut that light off and you leave. Else you'll be going back down in darkness. He almost, every time he came out of there, he acted like He'd been shifted somewhere. He'd stand there and he'd stare at me and he'd go, "It's dark. It's awful dark." I said, "Well, there ain't no point. You're out of there now. Ain't no point talking about it. Did you do the outside yet?" "No." He was all taken up with that darkness, man. I had a friend of mine, he had claustrophobia. It's a true story. And he was awful afraid of going into houses. And one time he went out and he got caught. He went underneath and got caught, and all he could imagine was mice down there lighting matches. That's what he said. You see how the mind does some crazy things? I said, "Go on back down there. It's okay. There ain't nothing down there. I'm going to put some things down there and make little funny noises. Beep, beep. He'll come right up through the floor. Ba-boom!" Hallelujah. "Did you hear anything?" "I didn't hear anything. What's the matter?" "You're hallucinating, buddy. Go on back down there. Get them bugs." "Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he'll bring it to pass." Verse 6. "He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday." When he came up out of there, I said, "You saved? Oh, I'm a Christian. Turn the light on, bud. Turn your light on. Go down there and say, 'Here I come, bugs, the light.'" You know when you turn a light on with cockroaches around, they run and hide? Well. Verse 7. "Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for..." Did you hear that, Dan? Wait patiently. Rest in the Lord. What are you resting in? It's all done. It's the finished work of Jesus. "Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way." Say, "I'm prospering." "I'm prospering in righteousness, financial blessings, anointing, grace, mercy, compassion, long-suffering, power." "Because of them, of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass." Listen to me. Anytime you get in areas in the world, have you ever walked in someplace and come out, felt like you've been in a storm? I mean, your mind's all messed up. You feel like you're confused. And you was fine before you went in there. You just picked up some bad spirits. At least the thoughts of spirits. He's always scheming against us, Satan is. But the more you cross over that bridge, get into his light, get into the purity of the Word of God, and the more you get self out of yourself by putting the Word of God in your mind, your life, your marriage, your finances, everything will change. Amen? Rest in the Lord. Say, "It's all done." Jesus finished it. I'm resting in the promises. That doesn't mean you don't speak them. Hallelujah. Well, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Spirit to spirit, Jeff. Say, "I'm blessed. I'm healed. I'm pure through the Word of God. Jesus is my word. He's my shepherd. He's leading me in green pastures, in the promises, in the blessings of God. I shall rise above myself, the old man, and walk in the new man. I shall dress up in his promises and come alive with his light that'll cause darkness to flee. In Jesus' name." Amen? Praise God. Just rest in the Lord. Close your eyes and just receive.
The Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Freedom, thank you, Jesus.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. I am free to be me.
Jesus.
I'm flying high in you. Spirit to spirit. With the living God. forgiveness. Wash it away. I'm letting it go.
Living above, amen? Praise God. You know, it's harder than doing it. You know, there is a battle that lived there, but the Spirit of God gives you the power and the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. So if you're having difficult times, that's a good thing. You're learning how to walk by faith. Because all difficult times, God's faithful to it, and He'll turn it around. And you'll come out strong, man, serving the Lord, anointed. So don't think because you heard the message this morning that it's wrong or sinful or something because you're going through some bad time. You'll go through bad times, your journey ends on here on earth. They'll get better. You'll get stronger spiritually, and you'll be able to run them off. You'll be able to cope with them, and you'll be able to speak the purity of the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit will be able to release words through you, scriptures through you that will get rid of the stuff in your mind, but you're going to have battles. Anybody tells you you're not going to have battles ain't been walking the Lord very long. Me and my wife have all kinds of things that happen. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen? Guess what? If you're going through something, you can trust in the Lord. He'll never forsake you. He'll never leave you. You can don't lean on me. Every man will let you down, but trust in Jesus, and he won't let you down. Amen? Hallelujah. If anybody needs prayer for anything, and by the way, there's somebody here is experiencing weaknesses in different places in your body. There's somebody here who's had a real hard attack on your mind. And there's somebody here who is at times have trouble. And in your shoulder blade back here, you've had a pain in your back, and the enemy's telling you one thing. I believe it's gone, but it's up in your shoulder blade here on your right side. And that was yesterday and comes and goes. But it's gone now. The Lord is healing that. The Bible says in Psalms 41, the Lord will raise you up from your sick bed. In other words, He'll restore you. So we can trust in the Lord because He's faithful to His resurrection power. He's faithful. The Holy Spirit is taken from Jesus to the cross of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen? There's somebody who's been bothered with the hip. Sometimes your hip pains you. And God's healing that. I'm just speaking it by the word of knowledge right now from here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. There's somebody here who didn't have, but is having a lot of trouble with your blood pressure. And God's going to work with you, and He's going to lower that blood pressure back around where it belongs. I don't even know what the normal thing is, but He's going to lower that. He's going to bring it back right now where it belongs. What you need to do is to learn God is saying now that in order to keep good blood pressure, get spiritually involved in things. Don't get physically involved in things. In other words, don't let your emotions get all exploded in you. And that's what causes things in your stomach and high blood pressure and everything else when you get emotionally involved in things. Get spiritually involved. You can learn that. You can learn that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
There's somebody who's got something wrong with your teeth or tooth back in your back here, and God is healing that. Hallelujah. I'm just naming things, saints. That's coming to me by the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. And there's somebody here who's got some soreness, not sores, but soreness in your mouth, and God is healing that. It's in your cheek or something, God's healing that. Hallelujah. Well, how do you know that? God just told me that. See, he's concerned about all the stuff that we go through. You know why? He healed us. Amen? Hallelujah. There's somebody who's getting up four or five times a night, and it's a man or men, and God's going to take care of that. Hallelujah. I mean, you don't want to wear your carpet out from there to the bathroom. It's nice to go to sleep and go to sleep, right? Amen. And sleep. Praise God. I'm up here staggering around. He's going to heal the prostrate. Amen. Is that clear? Yeah. See, I'm not one who gets gentle about these things. I just spit it out. Now, I'm not going to tell anybody to stand up and, is that you over there? I don't have to tell you. You already know it, don't you? Right? See, those are words. God cares about the man's prostrate. Do you know that? And by the way, so don't I. Praise God. He's doing it. He's doing it right now. Just give him a minute. Just believe. Just trust in the Lord. Just speak to. Now, you ain't going to stand up and speak to it now, but when you go home, speak to your prostrate. Say, no, the Lord heals you. Stop that. He gave us a blank check when he said you can speak to the mountain if you have a mustard seed of faith. Say, I have a mustard seed of faith. That's unlimited power. You know what the trouble is? We don't dare speak to things. We'll speak to a foot.
I ain't speaking to my prostrate. Somebody may hear me and they'll go, oh boy, let's take him down to Pueblo.
Speak to that mountain. Speak to it. Tell your hip. Tell your knee. Tell your neck. Tell your prostrate. And there's somebody here, and this is a lady or ladies, that your monthly thing sometimes gets out of whack. And God is doing that. He's straightening it out right now. You don't know how to figure it out, but God does. You remember the lady with the issue of blood? She went to all the doctors, spent all her money. All you need to do is trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, Dr. Jesus. Turn it over to him and stand by faith. And someday you're going to say, you know something, I ain't got that problem no more. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If anybody wants prayer, come on up here now. And we'll all laugh together. Praise God. I don't know what I'm laughing at. I'm just laughing. If you want prayer, come up here right now, quickly. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. How you doing back there with your operation and stuff? Getting better? She's great, she says. Praise God. Yeah. I've never forgotten that. She stood up one Sunday, a couple, three Sundays ago, and she said she had her appendix out. Should I go to church? And the doctor said, a nurse said, no, go home, take your medicine. You shouldn't do that. She says, I'm going to church. Can you imagine that? That's such a blessing to me. I think of it home all the time. That girl stood up, man, and came to church. It just happened to have her stomach opened up and took her appendix out, and she said, I'm going to church. See, that should encourage you when you get up and say, Dad, God, it's raining out, or my back hurts, or I don't feel good. And a young lady like that gets up and comes to church. Ain't that wonderful? It is, really. It is. American people today, you know, if you don't have pews or soft chairs and air conditioning, I ain't going over there. Someone told me one time, Ellery, if you'll buy a bunch of soft chairs, they'll all come. I went out and spent $1,500 and a lot left. I said to myself, I ain't listening to him no more. I could have found out, man, without spending $1,500, right? See, back then you'd get a lot of chairs, $1,500. Tell you, you might get four. Oop, praise God. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm here for Michael. He's working.
Yeah, Michael. He needs what?
He needs prayers for his prostate.
Oh, his prostate. Oh, praise God. See, that's a word from God, isn't it? See, now the only thing is, how many are going to receive it? At my age, mine's probably wanting to fall out. But it's healed. Wasn't that good? Hallelujah. Wasn't that good? If Michael calls you and says, guess what, dear? I went in the bathroom and it fell out. No, I'm only kidding you. Hallelujah. Everybody raise their hands. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. See, she got the joy of the Lord. Father God, I touch her right now, Lord. Oh, I thank you. I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. The presence of God. Oh, the purity of your word, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Oh, she's crossing over into victory, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. The presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I speak to Michael's prostrate right now, and I command it to be healed according to my word in Jesus' name. That our God is a miracle-working God, that all things are possible with us if we believe. Me and my sister touch and agree right now, Lord, that the healing power is touching Michael's right now in Jesus' holy name. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for the power of God going in there. Power of Jesus! Hallelujah! Power of Jesus! Power of Jesus! Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, I cover my sister, Lord. I cover her emotions. I cover her mind, Lord. I cover her female organs, Lord, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Oh, I speak the joy, Lord. I speak the joy for testings and trials into my brother, Lord. I speak the joy, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord. You know, when the thief is caught, he's got to return it seven times. Hallelujah. We're expecting it to come back seven times. Seven times, either through business, through prosperity, through opening other, but whatever it may be, seven times the blessings are coming back. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for this couple, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, the peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. The peace of Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let up out of his belly come different fullness of the Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. Let it just come up out of him, Lord. Just fill him with a fresh anointing, Lord. Fill him with wisdom and knowledge, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch her right now, Lord, in the power of the anointing of the Holy Spirit, Lord, in Jesus' name. I speak healing, Lord, all through her nasal passages, Lord, all through her body, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We command everything, Lord, to stop and to dry up in Jesus' holy name. We give you praise, Lord Jesus. We give you praise, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Presence of Jesus, the presence of Jesus. We love you, Lord. The presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every bit of it must go. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Every bit of cancer must be cursed at the root. It cannot function. It cannot grow in her body. We tell that body, you're not going to receive cancer. You're not going to receive any roots or growing out of that. We break your power, Satan, over this flesh right now. Generational curses. I curse them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. This is a child of God. She's anointed. She's a temple of the Holy Spirit. And we're not going to stand by and see this operate in her body. We're going to stand in the Word of God and the purity and believe in the faithfulness of you, Lord Jesus Christ, faithful to your resurrection power, faithful to your stripes on your back, faithful to the shedding of your blood and your death and your resurrection. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord Jesus, that you're touching her right now. Touch her, Lord Jesus. Touch her, Lord Jesus, throughout her complete body. We receive your report. We speak your report, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I touch her right now, Lord, in the mighty name. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I can see two coins, and there's a finger on one side of the, and it's kind of moving two coins back and forth, rubbing them together. And I believe that some blessings in the area of finances is coming into your life. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus, for this. You've showed us the coins, Lord, and we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. Just like it'll come, Lord. It doesn't make any difference. Peter went down and caught the fish and got the coin out of his mouth and went and paid the taxes. It's going to come from unexpected areas, and God's going to bless you. God's going to bless you in the area of finances in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, with the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I can see a faucet. And it was just kind of, when I walked up and I first saw it, it was just kind of dripping. And there's a hand turning it way up. There's going to be a flow in some areas in your life of the anointing of the Spirit of God in your life. The Holy Spirit is going to let flow a new anointing, a new flow of God, not just a trickle, but a new flow of God. Hallelujah. And you're going to use it to set the captives free. Father God, in the blessed name of Jesus, Lord, I touch you right now, Lord. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God says, my daughter, keep believing it. Because I can see a large home, and you standing outside of it. And I really believe that's a blessing coming from God. Not that God's going to give you a home, but you're going to sell the home that you're standing outside. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord, that you're going to get him a new job, Lord. He's doing that right now, Lord, but he needs to have a new job, a new promotion, Lord. He needs to have you open doors because you know his heart, Lord. You know what he likes to do, Lord. So we're asking you to bring a job to him, what he likes to do. The desires of his heart, let it be fulfilled by your power, Lord Jesus. We praise you and we give you honor and glory, Lord, for the grace that you're placing upon him and opening doors for him in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I touch her right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you for Rose, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for her energy. We thank you for the anointing on her life, Lord. We thank you for the grace, Lord. We thank you for the energy that's being put into her right now by the power of the Holy Spirit throughout her whole body. We thank you, Lord, for taking pain out of her body, Lord, in the blessed name of Jesus. I just pray this into her, Lord, and I speak it in the precious holy name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, oh, how you doing, you two? We ain't seen you for a while. You doing better or good or same or? Better. Praise God. How you doing? Good. Raise your hands, both of you, dear. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Do you rent or own? I can see someone trying to give you a hard time in that area. I don't know if it's the landlord. I don't know who it is, but someone's trying to give you a hard time. Excuse me. And God is going to intervene, and he's going to cause grace and favor to come into that situation. It's going to cause you to really feel that you really truly believe in the love of God, because he's doing this because he loves you. But he's intervening in something here around that property, around that place, in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Praise you, Lord. Father God, I touch you right now, Lord, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Father God, I put a protection around her, Lord, around her mind. In the name of Jesus, we just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord Jesus. Praise and honor and glory. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Precious anointing, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Precious anointing of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus, for your peace. Lord, I speak, Lord, let her heart not be troubled, Lord. Oh, the precious anointing of the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, King Jesus. Praise you, King Jesus. Father God, in Jesus' name, I touch you right now, Lord. Ah, the precious anointing, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray your blessings upon her, Lord, the anointing. Father God, I pray your peace upon her, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch her right now, Lord, and I thank you. Now, Father God, I pray wisdom into her, that she'll ask every day, that the Spirit of God, wisdom will rest upon her. We just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord Jesus, for this wonderful blessing, Lord, in Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Father God, I touch your love. Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God says, my daughter, a new journey is going to begin for you. But instead of looking down the road a mile, God says he wants you to look at each step to make sure you're walking in the footprints of Jesus and that he's guiding you. And how will you know? Because there'll be peace and there'll be light. And it won't be difficult, because where God guides, he provides. So everything will be taken care of. But God says take one step at a time, rather than giant steps, or rather than looking down the road and trying to figure it out with how we're going to do this and how this is going to happen. God has got everything prepared for your life. And God says your journey, your fresh and new journey will come. And if you take one step at a time, each step will be anointed deeper into me, saith the Lord. Father God, we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for this woman in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Raise your hands there. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch her right now, Lord. I pray the peace, Lord, into her life right now, Lord. I speak that my God supplying her need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And that she'll learn by the Spirit of God and by the Word of God that she can do all things through the Lord Jesus Christ that strengthens her. We thank you, Lord, as I touch and lay hands on her, Lord. I'm asking you to give life and strength to her physical body by the Spirit of God upon her. coming out of the spirit man, Lord, life and power, Lord, and energy, Lord, in Jesus' name. And she'll be speaking, Lord, the word of God, knowing that you can be trusted, Lord Jesus, and that she will win over this. She will win in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, I touch him now, Lord, in the precious holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Excuse me. What did you? Father, I touch him, Lord, and I touch Matthew, and I touch Patty at the same time, Lord. And I call the promises of the Word of God, Lord, the power of the Word of God upon Patty and Matthew and Mark, the dad, Lord, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for the presence, Lord, of angels in his home, Lord. Good angels, angels that come, Lord, from you, Lord, with messages, Lord. We just give you praise and honor and glory for the supernatural, excuse me, entering his house right now in Jesus' holy name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, King Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Well, amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord, as we lift up Jesus. We cross that bridge. We enter our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going to learn this week to trust in you, Lord. Learn to trust in you, Lord, that you are our shepherd, Lord, that you'll take us into green pastures, Lord, alive with your presence, Lord. So we just give you praise and honor and glory as we exalt and lift you up in Jesus' name. And everybody said, shake someone's hand, say something nice. Nice.